The next few days, we're going to spend some time on Pikuach Nefesh Sugyas. It's not what I generally do. It's not a lumdish topic so much, but it's a little more of a cheshbon on some of these topics. There are interesting halachah ma'aseh that come directly from our sugya. Pikuach Nefesh is really found in the Gemara's in Yuma, but there are a number of important halachas learned out from our sugya in Sanhedrin. So let's start with, I guess, in the order of the Mar Makamos, the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in the Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tav Chof Vav. I think it's the second to last simen of the entire Choshen Mishpat. There are 427 simanim. Oh no, this is the last one. There are 425. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch has an extra one. The Torah doesn't. So the last one in the Torah, at least Tav Chof Vav. The Beis Yosef writes, he says the same thing, the Beis Yosef of Yosef Karo, also the author of the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. In both places he writes, quoting the Hagos Maimonios, that, who quote to Yerushalmi, that afilu lahachnis atzmo besafek sakana chayiv, even if it means to save someone's life, even though it means that your own life might be jeopardized in some way, some form, you are still required to put your own life in sakana to save a person's life who's in sakana. And he writes, "Cholam kaim nefesh achas mi Yisrael kilu kaim olam mole." If you save one life, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, you're saving an entire world. This is the shita of the Beis Yosef. The Sma in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Taf Chaf Vav, also okay. I'm right. So the Shulchan Aruch actually has an extra simen that the Torah does not have. So Simen Tav Chav Vav is the second to last in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Sma, the Sefer Miros Einayim, he quotes the Hagos Maimonios, who quotes the Yerushalmi, and he quotes further, I think the Beis Yosef himself, I didn't see the Beis Yosef, maybe the Kesef Mishnah says, what's the explanation behind this? Why should a person put himself into jeopardy, his life into jeopardy, to save somebody else? Because Mipnei Shehala Vadai Behu Safik. That guy's Vadai Bekuach Nefesh. My life will only be Safik Bekuach Nefesh. And a Vadai is better than a Safik. So better that I save his Vadai life, which is Vadai in danger, than put myself in Safik danger. But the Sma writes, Gam Zeh Hishmitu HaMachaber, and the Shulchan Aruch leaves such a halacha out, the Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch, the same person, even though Rav Yosef Karo writes in the Kesef Mishnah, he writes it in the Beis Yosef, L'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Beis Yosef does not write a halacha. He leaves it out. There's no need to put someone's life into jeopardy to save somebody else. He says that the Poskim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, the Tur, all of them left this halacha out, therefore the halacha L'maisa is not to put your own life in jeopardy. According to the Sma. Now, the Shiltos, Rav Achagon, if I remember correctly, I don't know if it's in Hagdamah, I just know this, but the Shiltos was written by Rav Achagon, and he wrote it for his son. His son wasn't so into learning, so he wanted to write something, say to HaParshios. Something a little lighter, like the Minchas Chinuch, going along with the Seder Parshios. So I think that's why it was originally written for his son. So on the Shiltos, on the side, is the Homak Shela, written by the Netziv. My nephew this morning was named after the Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, and nice that we're, in honor of him. So the Shiltos, and where's the Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Oz Dal. Well, first the Shiltos himself talks about the following case, very interesting case, if I understood it correctly. A lot of Aramaic here. So he says, what's the story if there's only so much water needed? I saw only so much water available. And there are two cities. Now, our city has the right to the water. And we have enough drinking water, but we need some water to do laundry. However, the city next to us, our neighboring city, does not have any water to drink. So what's the din? Is this water, do we have to give the water up to the pikuach nefesh of the city neighboring us? Or we could use the water for ourselves. That's the question that the Shiltos deals with. And explains, what's the tzad to think you should use it for your own laundry? Because lemais, if you don't end up washing your clothing, it's going to lead to a lot of tzar. It's going to get very dirty, it's going to be very smelly, you can get sick from not washing, very dirty, disease. It could lead to a tremendous amount of tzar. And the halacha is that your own laundry goes before the life of the neighboring city. That's what the Shiltos writes. Wild. And he goes on to bring some raya's for this. And ends up being machlokas, had a paskin, but he ends up paskin that one's allowed to use the water for your own laundry as opposed to giving to the neighboring city. And he explains, what's the pshat behind this? Why would that be allowed? So he says, because it's a safek sakana, b'makom vade sakana. So there's no need to put your own life in danger into a safek tsar to save someone's vade sakana. Even though the city next to this is vade sakana, I am not allowed to, I'm not supposed to put my own life in a safek tsar, safek sakana to save somebody else.
Safek
tsar. So he connects the two. Let's see how he says this. So he quotes the Tosefta in Bava Metzia. Let's go through this. Tosefta in Bava Metzia says that there's a certain spring in a city. So who goes first? So the people of the city go before any outsiders. Let's say others need it and my animals need it. Which comes first, the other people or my animals? The Tosefta says that the others go before the animals. People go before animals. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, the animals come before the people. So he's using another Tosefta, which he's comparing to the Shiltos itself. So again, my animals versus somebody else's life, machlokas, who goes first? So we passing like Rabbi Yossi, this Shiltos passing like Rabbi Yossi, so he elaborates on the point. He says, then let's say my animals, somebody else's animals, so of course my animals come first. Let's say other people and my own laundry. So, Tanakama says people go before laundry. Rabbi Yossi says laundry comes before people. So he's trying to understand why does Rabbi Yossi think that my laundry and my animals should come before, you should feed them or give them to drink before other people. So he says, go to Milchilton, Parsha B'Shalach, and that says, animals are equated to people. Because a person cannot go anywhere without an animal. You need a car, you need a donkey, you need a horse to get around. You can't make a parnasa otherwise. So he says as follows. It doesn't make sense still. What's the shot? Because my animals might die, so still I could give my animals to drink before them, before other people. He said, no, the case here is it's a sakana, it's a suffix sakana. If I don't have an animal, my animal isn't fed, and I can't get around places to get a parnasa. And he lumps it together kind of with the laundry. It doesn't really answer your question, but I guess maybe you get sick from that.
Clothing.
Showering. Clothing, you get very diseased from that, perhaps.
Right. Maybe that's it's
part of the issue. So it ends up being a suffix sakana, b'makom sakana v'achirim, and your own life, even though it's only suffix sakana, that precedes the vade sakana posed to other people. So this is the interesting shildos, the interesting nitziv on the shildos about this topic. He quotes the Yushalmi and Shumos, which the Hagos Memonios deals with this as well. So the shildos and the nitziv seem to support the other Rishonim who left the halacha out. That person is not obligated to put himself, his life into jeopardy, in danger, to save somebody else. That was why I bring this sugi up here, because if you saw the Aruch Haner, he really thinks this discussion, whether you're allowed to or not allowed to put your life into jeopardy, is dependent on how you read the sugi at hand. And that's why it was relevant here. It wasn't just a random sugi. So let's look at the Gemara inside now. Daf Ein Gimel Amun Aleph. Gufa Minayin. The Gemara is quoting a previously stated brisa. How do you know when somebody, you see someone drowning in the river? Oh, chaya goros, or an animal is dragging him away. Oh, listen, barnalov, or robbers are stealing, hitting, trying to kill him. Shuchayv latzila, how do you know you have to save such a person whose life is in danger? Tal maloma lo sa'amod al damerecha. Don't stand there watching your friend be endangered. Gemara says, "V'hal mehalcha nafka? Is it learned from here? Lo sa'amod al damerecha? Mehalsam nafka? It's learned from another source. What's the other source? The Brisa says, "Avedas gufo minayin. If this person's own guf is being lost, it's like hashavas aveda. Tal maloma v'ashevo so lo. You have to return him to himself. Not only do you have to return a Veda, an object that's lost, you have to return his own body." Two different sources, two different psukim, whether or not are two psukim as the source for Pikuach Nefesh. Why do you need both? The Gemara says, "Ime hasam, if you only had Vashevoso, hava amina honey mil benafshe." The pasuk Vashevoso lo, that you have to return him back, you, nobody else, you would think, only I have to. But to be matriach and go out of my way and to hire people? Gemara says, "Hani aval mitrach umigar aguri emilo." To go hire professional scuba divers, professional lifeguards to go get him who's drowning, to get some guns to shoot the animal, dragging him away. Maybe I wouldn't have to go so far. Comes along lo sa'adom adam recha kamash malam. We learn from lo sa'amod adam recha that you even have to hire, do whatever it takes to get someone to save this person. If you yourself can't, find a way to get. So Rashi comments, how do we learn this from Lo Sa'amod al Dam Re'echa? Rashi writes, Lo Sa'amod al Dam Re'echa, Lo Sa'amod al Atzmecha, don't stand on your own, mashma, Ela Chazar al Kotzdodin Shlo Yoiv al Dam Re'echa. Go, whatever it's possible, whatever in your hand, money, whatever you need to do, make sure you save him. Lo Sa'amod al Dam Re'echa doesn't mean you yourself don't stand there. It means do anything possible in your jurisdiction to make sure this life gets saved. It's the pasuk itself implies it, that you have to even hire somebody. If you look in the Ran, what does the Ran say differently than Rashi? So the Ran says, not to say lav lemeim, or not to say that lo sa'amod al dam re'echa mashmahachi. The pasuk lo sa'amod al dam re'echa does not seem to indicate you have to hire someone. So what's the limud? The ha'efshar de lo asa krela l'gufe. Ela d'miyusura d'kroihu. It's from the fact that the words are extra. They're two sources teaching the same halacha. It's double. It's repeated. Coming to be marba is something else. What's it being marba? That you even have to use money to save him. What's the machlokes Rashi Ran here?
Exactly.
Rashi says it's explicit. The words themselves, lo sa'amod adam recha, indicate you have to hire someone. And the Ran said there's nowhere in the psukim. Look, it doesn't say anything about using your money. It's just the fact that it's extra. It's an extra word. Comes along Rabbeinu Peretz. Tell us Rabbeinu Peretz. What's the kasha Rabbeinu Peretz asks? Yeah, exactly. I mean, which pasuk should we just have? You only need one pasuk, right? Which pasuk do you need? Right. Because lo sa'amod al dam re'echa tells me, read the pasuk itself according to Rashi, it tells me, do anything you could do, even if it means to hire someone, anything you could do, you should hire someone. And that should cover everything. V'hashevoselo is extra. If you start with v'hashevoselo as the first pasuk, so then you could ask the question, why also lo sa'amod? Because you wouldn't have known to hire someone from v'hashevoselo. You would have known that from lo sa'amod. But Rabbeinu Peretz says, well, ask the opposite. Why do you need v'hashevoselo once you have lo sa'amod adam re'echa? Lo sa'amod teaches us hire someone. That's the kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz. And the answer is, what is the answer? Right, so I was a little unclear what he meant also, but I think he means as follows. Aruch HaNer is mechavin to Rabbeinu Peretz, and I think he says a few extra words in making it clearer. Because even if somebody's a toa, he's wandering, he's lost. He's not necessarily in danger, but he's lost. He's wandering, he doesn't know his place around. You have a mitzvah, you have a key mitzvah, a chiv and a kiyum, vashevoselo, return him, get him back on track. Someone's lost. He pulls over on the side. He says, I don't know where I am. Can you please direct me to go to the following place? I'm looking to go to this wedding hall. It happens all the time. Where are the sands? So, this guy's not Pekuach Nefesh. It's not Losam L'Adam Re'echa. You could just walk away and you haven't done anything wrong. But there's another pasuk that says, V'ashevosolo. You have to return him. Put him back on track. He's a toa. He's lost. He's wandering. Help him out. And that's what V'ashevosolo teaches. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz says. Not even if, exactly. Even when it's not Pekuach Nefesh, there's still mitzvah V'ashevosolo to return him back. Return back to the way if he's lost. So what's the relevance to our discussion of Sufik, the Hachnis Atzma B'Sufik Sakana? What's the relevance? So there are two Pesukim. What to do with them? So the Aruch HaNer says as follows. I have a big kasha against the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef thinks that there is a chiv to jeopardize your own life to save somebody else. Big chish. Most Yisraelim argue. The Rambam, the Rif, the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shiltos, no one brings this halacha. You're not supposed to put your own life in jeopardy. The Beis Yosef brings this chiddush. So the Gemara could have answered, why do you need two psukim? The second pasuk is to teach me that you even have to go so far to save someone's life when your own life will be endangered. That's what the Gemara should have said. And the fact that the Gemara does not answer that way must be a raya against Beis Yosef. That you don't have to go so far. Pikuach Nefesh is limited. You don't put your own life into jeopardy. That's the Kashi says. According to all the other Rishonim who reject such a concept, they don't say you have to put your own life into jeopardy. Pikuach Nefesh does not go so far. The Gemara makes a lot of sense. Why do you need to psuk him? Oh, to hire someone. Then he asks the question on Shidas Rashi. Rashi, who says the words Lo Samar Adam Re'echa, they themselves imply you're supposed to hire someone. So he asks the Kashi Rabbeinu Peretz. I guess he didn't see the Rabbeinu Peretz. So why Vashivo Solo? So he's Mechavin to Rabbeinu Peretz and says, because let's say someone simply lost in the Derech, Tov Derech, where there's no Pikuach Nefesh, you would think there's no mitzvah. Comes along Vashivo, so there's a mitzvah. So he says, comes according to the Beis Yosef, there's still Kashi in the Beis Yosef. No, you need Vashivosolo to teach us that you have to be Machnis Asmo B'Sofik Sakana to save somebody else. So he says, what's Pshat? How does Beis Yosef get out of this? Beis Yosef says that the whole Liman of the Gemara is according to the Ran. The Ran says the words Lo Sa'amur Adam Re'echa does not in any way indicate you're supposed to hire anybody. It's simply from the fact that they're extra words. So he thinks Machlokas Rashi in the Ran is really Machlokas Beis Yosef versus the other Rishonim. That's what we end up learning that from.
Beis Yosef holds like Rashi.
He says Beis Yosef holds like the Ran. The Ran says there are two psukim. Why do you need two psukim? So that's how we learn the halacha. Wait, does it make sense? Hold on. Let's see, according to the Ran, who's simply an extra word. Now I'm going to have to look it over. I'm not getting clear now. I'm not sure how he connects it. He somehow wants to connect the Machlokas Rashi Ran to this question of whether or not, I thought I had it, but now I have a kasha on it, so I don't want to get involved in it right now. Two different psukim. So again, according to the Ran, there are two psukim. So what do you learn from the extra pasuk? You learn the added in to do schirs, to hire someone. So you think that's okay according to the Beis Yosef. Why is it okay? I would think that two extra words, you should learn the halacha of being machnis asma b'safik sakana. So I'm not following what he's saying now. He somehow tries to connect it. Okay, I have to come back and see if it's clear to me. I thought it was clear.
He wants to connect what Rashi says, what the Beis Yosef says.
No, he's the opposite.
What the Ran says? How?
He wants to say the Beis Yosef and the Ran are saying the same thing. Yeah, that's what, right. I don't know. I thought I had it. I'm not sure how he connects it. Does it make sense in any way? Okay, see, Rashi says the word lo samo damarecha is teaching us you have to hire someone. Okay, that's why the halach is being taught. What's Vahashivosa teaching me? So Vahashivosa teaches us the Torah b'derech. The one who's person who's lost, you have to find them back in, back on track where he's going. So why is that a rejection for the Beis Yosef? So that's what he says earlier. Okay. It's a bit of a, okay, I won't get involved because it's a bit of a cheshbon here. He quotes from our show who says the question is not really why do you need losa adama adam recha. The question more really should be understood is why do you need vashevosa? You always had losa adama adam recha. The question more should be why do you need vashevosa lo?
According to
Rashi,
don't.
I see what's going on. Okay. I think I got it now. Let's start again. So, when the Gemara has two different psukim, so which pasuk do we assume? Okay, this pasuk we have. Why is the why is there needed for an extra pasuk? So the way we understood it was Rashi thinks we have Vashivosalo. So what? No, sorry, we have Vashivosalo. Why do you need Lo Sadam Adam Recha, which is about Pikuach Nefesh? That comes to teach me Schiris. That's according to Rashi. So Aruchner asks, Lo Sam or Adam Recha, which is primarily about Pikuch Nefesh, it shouldn't be teaching me about Schiris. It should be teaching me the Chiv to machnis yourself into a Suffolk Pikuch Nefesh to save someone else's life who is a Vade Pikuch Nefesh. That's the Kasha that Aruchner has against the Beis Yosef. It must be that Beis Yosef is wrong. A person does not have to put himself into jeopardy. Because the Gemara should have said that's the limit for Lo Sam or Adam Recha. But then he answers, no. According to the Marasha, the question is different. The Gemara assumes you definitely have lo samu adam recha, pikuach nefesh. Then the question is, what's v'hashivoso lo teaching me? V'hashivoso lo has nothing to do with pikuach nefesh. So it could have answered the Beis Yosef Shaila of l'hachnas asma b'safik pikuach nefesh. V'hashivoso lo is just coming to add on, you could hire someone, schiris. Just like, when it comes to Shavas Aveda, you're supposed to hire someone if you need. If you can't get it yourself, hire someone to get that Aveda. So too, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, you hire someone. That's how he gets out of the question. Is that clear to people? I mean, according to the Marsha, Lo Samod is the Vada, that's the starting point. The only question, what's Vahashivoso coming to teach? Vahashivoso has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh at all. So it couldn't have taught the Halacha of the Beis Yosef. Because the Halacha of Beis Yosef is about Pikuach Nefesh, about being Machnes Asma B'Safik Pikuach Nefesh. Vashivos has to teach you like some outside, yes, related to Pikuach Nefesh, but something more external. That's how I'm understanding it.
That makes sense because Lo Tamod was the first pasuk mentioned in the Gemara.
For Pikuach, okay, right. That's.
I'm saying like just the flow of the Gemara, the pasuk, we bring Lo Tamod and then we say Vashivos.
The problem is the Gemara says, no, Kamehasam, from there, Mahasam is Vashivoso Pashas. So Marsha probably has to change the gears to look what the Marsha does. So then he says, but you look at Rashi, Rashi says it's the other way around. Rashi says, no, Vashivos is a starting point. The question of Gemara is, Lo Sa'adam Adam Recha, must be teaching us Halacha Pikuach Nefesh. If it's Halacha Pikuach Nefesh, it should have taught me the Halacha Beis Yosef. Since it doesn't, it's Akasha. The Archner comes back and says, no, he doesn't learn like the Rashi, he learns like the Ran. It's not about one coming first and the other one coming second. It's about they're both extra. Okay, so a bit of a cheshbon. But that was the springboard from the Gemara about this topic of Safek Sakana L'Tzorech Pikuach Nefesh. So just a couple of interesting Halach L'Maisa things and other applications where this din comes up. The Meiri, first of all, is a Rishon who weighs in very explicitly on this topic. The Meiri writes here in our Sugya, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. He says, if you see someone drowning, you're supposed to save him. V'lo sof davar ba'atmo, Imho yachol below sakana, even hiring other people, you have to do. Not only by yourself, but even having other people, you should also hire other people. But listen to the line. Below sof davar ba'atzmo, comma, imho yachol below sakana, comma. And then he adds on achirim. He's saying that a person himself only has to save another individual if there's no sakana on him himself. If there are heavy rapids, there's no chiv to save someone drowning. If you can't swim well, it's very dangerous, there's no chiv.
Like he says, if there's no sakana, but that sounds like a vada. It sounds like if it's a suffix, then it's okay.
No, if there's no sakana at all, then you're allowed to. But if there's even a suffix sakana, then you can't do it. So that's interesting material in our Gemara, which says along the lines of the way we paskin, that you should not put your own life in jeopardy. The Pischei Tshuva, here. In Chosh Mishpat, Simen Tav Chavav, Sivkatan Beis. He says, look at the Sma. The Sma says, you're not allowed to put your own life in danger. Quotes another sefer about this topic that everyone left it out. Because why did we leave it out? Because you don't find anywhere in the Bavli that says your person's supposed to put his own life in jeopardy. Yes, there's a Yerushalmi in Trumos, which it's quoted. But our Bavli argues, and it happens often, the Yerushalmi argues in the Bavli. That's why it's not quoted l'halacha. He quotes the Radbaz, which also says this way. The Radbaz says as follows. Let's say someone says that, let's get the actual tshuva out. Different in the newer, not really new, but the ones we have, the Trus Radvaz, it's really found in Simon Elif, Simon Nun Beis. I wrote the wrong one down. I wrote the one down I still quote in Pischei Tshuva, but Lamais it's in a different Simon. And the question that was posed to him was as follows. Let's say the governor, the king, says to a Yid, let me cut off your hand, and I won't kill another Yid. Says to Reuben, I'll cut your hand out, either let me cut your hand off, or I'm going to kill him. Does Reuben have to allow him to cut his hand off to save another Yid from dying? So, this in the Tshuva brings a Kavachom, I'm not going to, it's a little complicated, not so complicated, but I don't want to say it over. So, the Radban says, you're right, he's allowed to cut his hand off to save someone else, but that's only Midin Midas Chasidus. But Ladin, you don't have to. This person is, by cutting his arm off, it's very possible he could bleed to death. And he said he's seen cases like this. You don't have to put your life into danger to save somebody else. So that's what that rabbi is passing this way as well. Pischei Tshuva quotes this halacha. The Mishnah Brura, interesting Mishnah Brura, found in Simon Shin Chof Tes. He writes, he quotes the Pischei Tshuva. Says, let's look at the halach he's quoting up in the Shulchan Aruch for a second. Haroa b'svina, you see a boat, which many Yidden are on the boat, and it's shaking, it's drowning, or a very rapid river. And a person is drowning. We're running. Someone's running from a non-Jew. Mitzvah kol adam lechal alav haShabbos. It's a mitzvah to save them. Pikuach nefesh. Then he writes. Mishnah Berurah qualifies that and says, when we call makom im yesh sakana leha matzil, the matzil is a sakana posed to him. Einu mechuyav. There's no requirement. The chayiv kodem lechay chaver. Your own life precedes the life of your friend. Even if your case might only be a suffix sakana and he's vade sakana, still, you should not put yourself in such a case. But he says, be wary that ulam tzarech lishkol hadvarim heitav. You have to weigh out the situation very carefully. Im yeshbo suffix sakana. You have to be honest with yourself. Is it really a suffix sakana or are you just being lazy? Lola daktik bioser. If you medaktik so much, all this stuff, if you're too careful, it's going to come back around to hit you. So be careful. Yes, lemais, if it's a suffix sakana, you're not obligated to. But be careful when you decide that it's a suffix sakana.
Is it
aser? Ein mechuyev was the lashon. Sounds like there's no chiv. Rabbi says there might be a midas chasidus too. But I haven't seen anybody right now, I don't think, who says there's an iser involved. Now Minchas Chinuch also talks about, right now what we're seeing is everyone says you're not supposed to put your own life into jeopardy to save somebody else. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin. Oz Dalad. This is the right one. Do I have a different, Oh, here we go, yeah. So he quotes the Casimishu, quotes the Hagos Mamonios, the Sma, who says nobody holds like this. So the whole din of the Hagos Mamonios, that one has to put his life into jeopardy, the whole thing is Tzarachin. The whole thing is only a lav. There's a lav, you violate a lav, lo sa'amur adam reach. If you don't save somebody, it's just a lav. You haven't done a maisa, you haven't done any act, you just shave your altasis, so you're over a lav without doing any action. So why have to put yourself into danger to avoid a lav? It's not a case of you're not doing a maisa, there's a din of chai b'hem, you're supposed to save your own self. Oh, let's say because the other person, pikuach nefesh is the other person, you have to save him. That's only when there's a mice involved, that you have to be most of yourself. You can't do a mice to kill him. That's the case of Yav Vayavor. If someone says, kill him, or I'll kill you, so you can't do a mice and kill him. You have to prevent from doing the mice of killing him. That's Pikuach Nefesh. But in this case, you're just sitting back not doing anything. There's no Pikuach Nefesh in that case. And there's no maisa in the case we're talking about here. But if the case the Gemara says, let's say they want to throw you on top of a person, on top of a child or man, to kill him, suffocate him. You're not obligated to put your own life into danger. You don't say, kill me first. It's only if you're doing a maisa, they say, shoot him, then you're not allowed to shoot him. But if they say, we're going to throw you on top of a baby, so you don't have to say, kill me. You haven't done a maisa. You're allowed to just sit back and be thrown. Here it's also, you're allowed to sit back and watch him drown if it's going to pose a threat to yourself.
So a shave out, that means that if someone says, I'm going to kill you, and if you don't let me kill you, I'm going to kill the guy with the accent says, I'm going to kill this guy. You're allowed to say,
kill him.
Don't kill me, kill the other
guy. Yeah. I call it pardon, yeah.
Are you allowed to be killed?
That's another, we'll get to those things. Are you allowed to, whenever the halach is... Whatever the halakha is that you don't have to kill yourself to do it, are you allowed to get yourself killed?
These halakhas can apply if it's simply okay. You know, I mean, it's even though from the mitzvah of you're not supposed to. But if it's not like, let's say, chas v'shalom, it's your family. I mean, all these childs came up from home. Because I'm sure there's a safe about all the childs.
Yeah.
But let's say that he said, I'm going to kill you, and if not, I'm going to kill your family. Like, what? You're not going to say, okay, come on.
Right.
Aaron Kerbin, if you're in the building, please come to the lobby. Aaron Kerbin, if you are in the building, please come to the lobby.
Okay, so that's what the Minchas Chinuch writes. And then just a couple other points, the interesting applications where they come up, or sources. We have 4 minutes left, I think. We're going to have, hopefully, Mincha people stick around. So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Vetzeach Zayin Ches. Rambam Zayin Ches said the goal of someone who gets exiled, someone who murdered Bishogeg, the din is he goes to Arei Miklat. So this Gola, who is exiled to the Arei Miklat, is not allowed to leave his city. Even for the Dvar Mitzvah, all the Edus, they need him to testify, to perform a mitzvah, whether it's for Edus of Dine Mammon or Dine Nefashos. So even though if with his testimony he'll be able to save someone's life, so he could save something else, so he knows that he's a professional swimmer, he's a lifeguard, he could save someone drowning, or he's a fireman, he could save from a fire, or whatever the case may be, he doesn't leave. And if he does leave, he's matir himself to Misa. The goal down is not to kill him. So he cannot go out of the city even to save someone else's life. Pikuach nefesh. I mean, it shouldn't be din pikuach nefesh. You should, of course, leave. So Or Samech, one of my other nephews, are named Meir Simcha. Meir Simcha Medivinsk. So he writes on this halacha, Hilchos Vetzeach. Where I can find this? Yeah, just do one of these. There we go. So he says the Rambam adds an additional reason as to why he goes out. Why he's not allowed to go out. He says, if he goes out, hit your Atma Lamisa. He says, because if the Goel leaves, there's a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh for the Gola now. The guy who got exiled, once he leaves the borders of the city, the Goel Dam could kill him. It's a Sofik Sakana. He may not find them, he may not kill them, but it's a Sofik Sakana. He says, this is a riot from the Rambam that a person cannot put himself into the Sofik Sakana for the Vavid Pikuach Nefesh. Interesting right he brings for the same concept. He goes on to quote the Radbaz, who says the same thing. This seems to be the overwhelming majority's opinion in this halacha. And just finally, just one other thing, the Meshech Chachma, and Parsha Shmos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Tes. So Hashem says to Moshe, when Moshe was in Midian, he says, go back to Mitzrayim, ki mesu ka noshim ha-mavakshim es-hanafshecha. People wanting your soul, wanted to kill you, they've all died. So it's Mashma from here, right? From Meir Simcha. If they were still alive, he wouldn't have to go back to Bnei Yisrael to save them. Even though Bnei Yisrael needed him, and Bnei Yisrael was Pikuach Nefesh, Eino Tzarech L'Hachnes Asma B'Sakana. You don't have to put your own life into jeopardy to save somebody else. Very interesting. All right, so we see a number of places where they keep coming up, interesting applications. Very fascinating. Not to take away from him by any means, when you're sensitive to a particular issue, so you're able to like start reading it and finding it in other sources. So if you're sensitive to the issue, you can probably find it in other places also. But the key is though, once the shiur is over, 2 days later, it's no longer in our mind anymore. That's the way, we don't have that koach. Remember, Simcha, everything was in his mind. Once you know everything, so every time you see something, it all like jumps out at you. If we're learning the sugya, we have to come across somewhere else, so then it could be, oh, okay, it's the same thing. But to have everything in your head and then be like, oh wow, is Mamash talking about the same sugya? You need to be a go nuts to be able to do that. So, how about we get there? Okay, let's dive in hopefully.